This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India First has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi today.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है, और इन सब के बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है इंडिया फर्स्ट.
The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation. The government has approved the Electronics Component Manufacturing Scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronics supply chain. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the electronics sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal. And by 2030-31, we want to reach 500 billion. Current 25 lakh employment hai electronics manufacturing mein. Usko 60 lakh ki taraf le jane ka bhi isme target hai.
The minister said funding worth over 22,000 crore rupees will be provided for the electronics component manufacturing scheme. He said this will generate direct employment of over 91,000 and many indirect jobs. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers. The Union Cabinet has also given nod to inclusion of Kosi Mechi Intrastate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved 2% DNS allowance to central government employees and DNS relief to pensioners. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved projects worth over 1,604 crore rupees for 5 states under the scheme for the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. These states are Bihar, Gujarat, Jharkhand, Maharashtra and Kerala. The committee also approved over 555 crore for Sikkim for recovery and reconstruction needs arising from the devastating glacial lake outburst flood in the state during October 2023. Defence Ministry has signed 2 contracts with Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for supply of 156 light combat helicopters Prachand along with training and other associated equipment worth 62,700 crore rupees. The first contract is for supply of 66 light combat helicopters to the Indian Air Force and second is for supply of 90 light combat helicopters to the Indian Army. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today spoke with US Deputy Secretary of State Christopher Landau. Mr. Misri congratulated Deputy Secretary Landau on his recent confirmation by the US Senate. The Foreign Secretary emphasized the strengthening alignment of strategic interests between India and the United States, highlighting the importance of the India-US Comprehensive Global Strategic Partnership. In Myanmar, 144 people have died and 732 have so far been injured following a powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake that struck Myanmar and Thailand this afternoon. The head of Myanmar's military government, General Min Aung Hlaing, in a televised speech this evening said that the death toll and injuries are likely to rise. The Indian Embassy has advised Indian nationals in Thailand to contact the emergency number +66 6188 19218 in case of any emergency. In the Indian Premier League, chasing a target of 197 runs set by Royal Challengers Bengaluru, Chennai Super Kings were 130 runs for 8 wickets in 18.4 overs at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.